All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? How you doing? Listen, thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, and coming on back. I do appreciate you. I appreciate the hell out of you for all your support. I truly do. Come out and check me live. The tour is going. It is going. Tickets are selling. People are moving. This week, Wednesday, the 13th March, Long Island, Mulcahy's, the All-Irish Comedy Show is available at Mulcahy's in Wantagh. The very next night, the 14th, we are up in Laugh Boston, myself, Sean Finnerty, Dan Barry's coming along, Laugh Boston. The 15th, the MGM in Springfield at Roar Comedy Club. 16th, down to Philadelphia. Later on that night, we are in Helium Comedy Club. And then later that night, we are back on Long Island at the Smithtown Theatre for another show. And then we are ending the All-Irish Comedy Tour on St. Patrick's Day in New York City, one of my favourite clubs. The Comic Strip Live. So come on out. We would love to see you. It's off to, like, as far as, I don't know, man. This episode is going to be, like, it's just, I shouldn't be doing an episode right now in this mindset and how I feel. You know, it's like, you know when people tell you you should write a letter and then, like, wait till the morning to send it? That's kind of what I feel like I should have done with this podcast. But I feel like shit, man. I feel like shit. I went to Columbus, Ohio, the Funny Bone. Thank you to everybody who came out. Thank you so much. You guys were an amazing audience for us. You guys, we couldn't have asked for a better audience. I really couldn't have. You guys were so nice. You were polite. You came. You hung out afterwards. Couldn't have asked for a nicer audience. The problem was with me. I was sick as a dog. I still am. You can probably hear it. Not feeling good at all. I had a really bad flu. And when I hit the stage, I was, for the first time in my life, inebriated. Is that the right word? To go on stage. Lethargic. Gone. I think this was as close to feeling like Jim Morrison performing than I've ever felt before. I did not like it. I do not do the drugs. I do not do the alcohol or the cigarettes. I'm very straight edge. And I do not like having to be under the influence of substances. And I don't think the audience knew. But I certainly knew. And Sean knew. He could see it in the delivery on some of my jokes. And and I was just, like, I felt gone. Like, my timing was slow. I was slurring my words. And I was back in the green room, you know. And, Dan was just spinning yarns about wrestling stories. And I was just pretending to listen by staring ahead. You know, just like a zombie. Not even listening. And I went out on stage, man. And I did the best I could. And the audience were great. And I'm annoyed because there's people like my buddy Brett, who became close with online, chatting back and forth online, and he's the host and the creator of the Marvel Plus podcast. Check it out. Great podcast. I was on it. And I was looking forward to finally meeting him. He came out and you know, I didn't give him a chance. So sorry, Brett, I didn't give you a chance to really have a proper conversation. And more people turned up who gave me gifts, and Brett gave me a cool t-shirt as well, and a bunch of people came out and gave me gifts, and people said they'd waited years to see me, and I was very honored and flattered by that. But then I was kind of just ashamed that I couldn't. I was just like smiling and nodding, kind of based on the medicine I was on. And I'll get to the medicine in a second. You know, it's fucking bananas, man. But I flew from Long Island and I was just gone. Like, I left that morning. I got up at 4, straight to the airport, and I was just already had the shivers. You know, and I am a peaceful person, and I try to be very, you know, understanding and have a lot of patience now. Whereas if you go back about maybe 100 episodes ago, I'd be flying off the handle, wouldn't I? But I'm an at-peace person now, you know. But I went into the bathroom, and here's what kind of got me. I got to the bathroom at Baltimore Airport before I hit, because it was a layover, Long Island to Baltimore, Baltimore to Columbus. And I'm in the bathroom in Baltimore. Now, the airport in Baltimore, the way it's set up is you walk in one side of the room in the men's bathroom, they have stalls. And on the other half of the bathroom, they have urinals. Excuse me. I don't know, maybe it's 2024, so maybe they have them in the ladies too. You know, you never know. You know those new women, the new ones with the dicks. So maybe they have them in there for them as well. I'm not sure. But for some, everyone's standing around to wait to use the jacks, right? I needed to take a piss. That's all I needed to do. So I'm waiting for a urinal to be free, but none was free. For some reason, people were like camels, just pissing like camels, emptying their humps. And then I look over, one of the stalls was free. So I go, all right, there's a free bowl. Went over, took me lad out, had a whiz. And I turned around, the guy, and there was a guy standing there. He goes, really? I go, what? He goes, why didn't you use the urinal? I go, what do you mean, why didn't I use the urinal? He's like, the stall is for something else. I was like, no, it's not. There's no fucking rule. There's no rule. Like, he got annoyed that I wasn't shitting. Because I guess he really was about to shit his pants. Now, look, I get it. In his defense, when we do have to take a shit, all politeness goes out the window, right? I'm sure he could be a lovely man every other hour of the day. But I caught him, I guess, as he was turtle-heading. And I just went, I'm going to waste this stall by pissing in it. But it don't work like that. So I already have the shivers, right? And on top of that, I'm sweating bullets. My flight's delayed. Now I got to deal with this fucking asshole. When do we get into this world of just mind your fucking business? Just mind your fucking business. That's where you cross the line. Like, I get it. If you're at a deli and you're waiting to order and the guy in front of you is on his phone and they're like, next. Or at the post office and you go, so you're on your phone. Like, that I get, but they don't draw the line at, like, when you should shit or piss now? Fucking nonsense. So I get to Columbus, Ohio, hours before the lads. Hours. I get in at the crack of dawn. Why? Because Mick Thomas is organized. He likes to get there early. I go straight to the gaff, to the apartment, which was assigned by the Funny Bone Comedy Club. And I immediately take a steaming hot bath to try sweat it out of me. I get under the couch. I get on the couch, put a blanket over me, got a pillow, and I try go to sleep. And I realize some things about myself, right? I realize that I have a problem. And this is not me trying to be funny in any way. I have a problem with arguing with people on Facebook. I have to admit it, right? I really have to admit it. I'm not that political, right? And I'm coming across like I am very political. And I gotta stop. Like, I gotta stop being political, because what I'm doing is, like, I just care about certain things. Like, certain things annoy me. You know what it is? It's not even that they annoy me. It's the hypocrisy. I don't like hypocrisy. So I'll go on and I'll see a page of somebody who's complaining about something, but I noticed a week earlier they were saying the opposite of that. And I call them on it. And I was shivering, high on medicine. My phone is charging next to me. And as I'm about to fall asleep, my phone would... And I pick up the phone and I go back at this other fucking idiot. I'm like, what am I doing? So I'm done. I'm retiring from arguing with people online. I'm done. It's not productive. If you're a Trump supporter, you're a Biden supporter, I think if we were to meet each other online at a supermarket, we would just have no problem with each other. And I'm done. It's just taken too much out of me. unless I create a fake account, of course, and then that would be easier to do. But yeah, most of you saw my argument with the fucking, with the vegans, right? And I wasn't even arguing. I said something on a non-vegan, in a conversation with a vegan that, who's a friend of mine that he happened to be talking, you know what I mean? About carnivore diet, and then fucking some vegan got involved in it, and then that was shared amongst the other vegans. And I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. I'm dying here, and I'm still fighting instead of going, ah, go fuck yourselves. Go fuck yourselves. What's wrong with me? So I'm out of the game. I'm out of that game now. Right? It's going to take a lot to pull me back in. I'm out of that game. So I went to the show, man. The show was great. I came home then and... I went to Target. This is my point. I go to Target with Sean and I go, listen, man, I need to get some over-the-counter medicine, some strong stuff. So I get there and I go to the... I go to the pharmacist, the one place you want to go in a Target. Now, this will tell you how bad I was, because I'm in the middle of a Target boycott, and we all know I love a good boycott. And I go to the pharmacist. I'm walking, man, sweat is dripping down my back and I'm shivering. Me and Sean are walking around shooting the shit, shooting the breeze. And I get to the pharmacist and I go, all right, man, look, I have a flu. And I go, what's the best thing you could take for it? Is it the thermal flu? Is it, you know, whatever? I'm listing all these stuff. And he goes, it's all bullshit, man. Swear to God. Target, Columbus. I wish I got the guy's name. The reason why I wish I got his name, because I'm mad at him. And I never want to see anybody lose their job. I don't want this man to lose his job, but he needs to stop giving advice out like this. He goes, I didn't tell you this, by the way. Sean is my witness. And he goes, NyQuil. Take more than the dose, the recommended dose for NyQuil. And I go, all right, there's a guy who knows more than me. I should follow his advice. And I go over and I go, yeah, but I work nights, man. Like, I can't take NyQuil before I go on stage. He goes, nah, don't make you drowsy. He was like, I work all through the nights when I take NyQuil. You're going to be fine. And I thought, but what about DayQuil? DayQuil is shit, he said, his exact words. Why did I sell him in the same bottle then? It's like, does your dad own NyQuil? Is that what it is? Is it like, you're the child of DayQuil and NyQuil, and their DayQuil and NyQuil are going through a divorce, and you decided to go live with NyQuil? And you're like, ah, I don't like DayQuil. DayQuil's dating somebody else now. NyQuil is the best. I remember one time I was driving and my car broke down. I didn't know what I was going to do. I just poured some NyQuil in it. It worked just fine. NyQuil. Remember that one time when my uncle, he came back from the war, blew his leg off on a landmine, just dipped it in some NyQuil, his leg grew back stronger. Stronger, he had one leg stronger. He was running in circles after that. That's how strong he was. NyQuil. I was like, what the fuck? All right, fuck it, man. You're selling NyQuil. Let me go with the NyQuil. So I take the NyQuil, I get to the comedy club, and I down it. I downed the double dose like the guy said, and that was it. This is the end, my only friend, the end. Strange scenes inside the gold mine. Gone, right? I'm on stage, gone. Slurring me words. Horrible night. Horrible night. And I apologize to the people who came out. And if I did not give you 100%, I apologize. You know what I do wish though, man? Because I came right home and I was lying on the couch waiting to fall asleep. Because I had to get up again at 4 o'clock. Because I had to fly right back down to West Palm Beach. Do you know what I wished? Whatever fucking Joe Biden was taking before that State of the Union, man. Oh, if you could shoot some of that into the head of my penis, I would have been in great form. I don't know what the fuck did they give him, man? I thought, look at that guy go. Huh? I give credit where credit is due. Mick Thomas, you've always been saying, how come you're always pro-right, anti-left? Well, now, whatever Biden was on, that's the fucking sauce, man. Give me some of that. Shoot that stuff If that's fucking, that's the type of stuff you want to shoot into the top of a preemie's fucking soft spot. Right? That'll fix you. Whatever that shit is. Of course, then he goes ahead and he mentions about the illegal immigrant who killed that poor Lakeland person, and then he apologized to the illegal immigrant for calling the illegal immigrant illegal, right? The illegal murderer, he apologized to the murderer for saying he was illegal, but yeah, let's go. That's the guy I want. That's the guy I want in charge. He apologizes to the murderers for offending them. Yeah, that's the fucking stuff. Give me that. Shoot me with that stuff. That makes me think that crazy shit. Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, straight to the airport. And I flew American Airlines this time. Right? I don't like American Airlines. I got beef with American Airlines. Right? Mainly for your part in 9/11. I don't like what you guys did. You let that happen. Not a big fan of that. But I get on this fucking American Airlines, man. And American Airlines are one of the ones that are now in trouble because parts of their plane are falling apart. Rivets are disappearing. The work is starting to fall down, right? This is the work of the progressiveness. It's now catching up on us, right? 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, we started this movement of let's hire X amount of this and X amount of that. That will make us a better airline / company. And parts of the plane falling off. Let's talk about this for a second. I want you to Google this if you don't believe me. If you want to hear the actual video footage of this. If you want to hear the actual recording. Flying into Texas. Working for the air control tower. Busy job. Tough job. Very stressful job. One of the progressive companies hired themselves a young female. Right? I'm assuming she's qualified for the job. Not what's between her legs. So you can hear the recording. There's a pilot coming in. He's like, hey, I'm coming in to land. And she's like, no, you can't do that because... Now, I'm not going to repeat the terminology because I'd be speaking out of school. I don't know airplane terminology. And she goes, you can't do that. And the pilot goes, yes, I can. Pilot, 15, 20 years experience. Right? And here's what this chick response said. Are you ready for it? Well, I just Googled it and it said you have to do this. And the pilot paused. He went, all right, I'm just going to do it anyway, though. So thank you. You know, like, this is it. This is diversity in action. This is it. Diversity at its finest. Google it now. That's it. That is it. Like, I'm gonna be an open-heart surgeon. I'm going to go straight to Stony Brook Hospital here on Long Island. Get out of the fucking way, doctor. I have Google. That's it. We don't need experience anymore. We don't need qualifications anymore. We don't need the best person for the job anymore. Diversity and Google is all we need, folks. I get on the plane, man, and I'm surrounded by these girls. All these girls, a group of them that are flying down to West Palm. They're going to Cancun. They're fucking leaving out of West Palm to go to Cancun. And I'm sitting there. And again, I'm a kind person. I don't wish ill on people. But I wanted to give them all the flu. Like, I really did. I wanted them all to get what I have. They were so obnoxious. So obnoxious. It really baffled me, you know. It really, really bugged me. So then I got to the cruise. I was on a cruise again. I went down. I was working for a weekend. And it's just... I spent every single day in bed until I had to get up and do my two shows. And I did my two shows and got back into bed. And then I've been traveling since this morning, since 6 o'clock. And I get on Southwest. I love Southwest. But Southwest, I got a bone to pick with you today. Every flight was delayed. I know it's not your fault. I know it's not your fault. It was to do with a storm that hit Jacksonville yesterday, which fucked up everybody's, delayed everybody, and it bled over into today. I understand that. I respect that, and I accept that. So all your flights were delayed. But here was the problem. Here was the problem. When we got to Baltimore, a hub waiting to go, transfer to Long Island, the staff, right, this one crew sat us all and they go, listen, we're not the crew. The pilot's here, the co-pilot's here. We're waiting for the new attendants to come on. They're going to take you back into Islip. We sat there for 45 minutes waiting for them. They get on the plane and then they announce, the weather's too bad, so we're not going to be serving you any drinks. I go, wait a minute. Don't all we need is the pilot? Like, why the fuck do we need... why do we wait 45 minutes for three women? And I know it's National Women's Month and shit, but why do we have to wait 45 minutes for three women to just come in and sit down next to us and strap themselves in? As long as the pilot's doing his job, who gives a fuck? He ain't giving out peanuts. Why do we wait 45 minutes? And then they get on and they go, and they're lovely ladies, by the way. Lovely ladies. One woman, her plastic surgery was so bad. Ladies, I said it before, I've said it again. Stop getting your lips done. Stop it. Stop getting your lips done. You're not fooling anybody. Anytime, it's like a man with a wig. Whenever time you see a man with a wig, you don't go, oh, you just go, that's a man with a wig. We know it's a fucking wig 100% of the time. Whenever a woman gets her duck lips done, we know they're done. They're not natural. So stop it. So one of them had that. Scared of aging she was. So then they go, we're waiting on some luggage to come over from the other side of the terminal. And I said, why are we waiting on luggage? That's what lost luggage is. Because there's five or six cases we're waiting for. Isn't that, like, imagine holding up a whole plane full of people just because fucking five or six cunts want their pajamas. That's what lost luggage is. That's what you fill in those forms for. Southwest, come on. And that's why I'm not doing a video, by the way, because I look like shit. I feel like shit. I sound like shit. I'm sorry for whining and pissing and moaning. But that was the week I had, man. It was just non-stop. Non-stop. And now I'm here, I'm just going to go in and going to go to bed. I'm just going to go up and go to bed and that's it. I'm done. Hopefully tomorrow I'll feel better. But that's it, man. That's all. That's it. Listen, come see us live while you can for this month. The All-Irish Comedy Show. Comedy tour. It's going well. I've got some guests coming on. Listen. Thanks for liking, subscribing, and sharing. All right. Sorry I'm down and mopey and all that stuff. Listen, always, as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you.